Reese Robinette will tee it up going left to right on your radio dial for the blue helmet and Claremore Eagles. Back deep to receive for the Dewey Bulldoggers will be Brandon Phelps on the far side and Cole Hawkins on the near side. And now it's time to turn the microphone over to my friend and colleague, the hunka-hunka hyperbole and the guru of Goodnight Dewey, the voice of Bulldogger football, Adam Hooper.
Thank you very much, Tim. And again, you're listening to Dewey Bulldoggers football on a Real Country 104.9 FM KRIG, Meltwater, Bartlesville. We also appreciate everybody listening to us online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Here's Reese Robinette, and it's a high kick, and he's going to get this ball out of bounds. And the flag on the play, and that'll give Dewey pretty good field position from their own 35-yard line.
And that's not unusual for Matt Hagenbush. Well, at Nowata, he did not like to defend the kickoff. He was as apt to kick it out of bounds as he was to kick it anywhere, and he has not changed his mantra here at Claremore Sequoia.
Actually, that Robinette, the kicker, he's also their place kicker, and boy, I saw him in warm-ups kicking 52-yard field goals. So the Doggers will have it first and 10 from their own 35-yard line.
And Adam, he comes out with an empty backfield. No Hunter Brewer behind Blake Timmons right now.
Got five wide receivers, three to the left, two to the right. Dewey going right to left on your radio dial. Light breeze here tonight from the south.
Oh.
And now we got flags all over the place, and I think we're going to have a legal procedure against Dewey.
Yeah, that's Travis Owens, a little anxious, and I think we're going to see a sweep right with Hunter Brewer right there. So Dewey starting off the way we hope they wouldn't, and that's with that false start, five-yard penalty, the first one of the game.
Here we go, shotgun formation. Here's Brewer down, back to the lone set, back two wide receivers on each side. They'll pitch it to Hunter. Breaks one tackle to the 30, now goes to his left to the 35, to the 40, 45, knocked out of bounds at the 50-yard line. Jake Wilhite, who's the team's leading tackler for Claremore Sequoia, knocks him out of bounds at the 48, and it's a first down for the Doggers.
One carry and 13 yards, and that was Vince's Hunter Brewer, and quickly the Bulldoggers back up to the line of scrimmage with a first and 10 at their own 38.
Here we go, shotgun formation, three trips to the left. Now actually Brewer now gets back. The lone set back with two wide receivers on each side. They'll hand it off to Hunter. Breaks a tackle to the 50, dives into Claremore Sequoia territory at the 47-yard line.
Just a little trap play to the left side brought Hunter from the wide receiver position back into the I-back formation, and he was able to elude the grasp of Reese Robinette in the backfield and gain some positive yardage. Second and seven.
Actually, the last tackle was Wesley Hines, the 5'8", 185-pound senior for Claremore Sequoia. They'll pitch it to Brewer, sweeps to the right. Now he goes to the middle, to the 50. Breaks a couple of tackles, but he gets stuffed at the 46-yard line. A whole slew of Eagles players making the stop, including Jake Wilhite was the first one to get him.
Would that be a flock of Eagles?
A flock of them.
Hey, kind of a big down early for the Doggers. And Adam, they brought that jumbo package in on third down here.
A receiver on each end, third and four from the 46-yard line. And now they wait to signal what Tyler Cade was going to give them, and they got the play. Jumbo set formation, and a handoff to the fullback.
That was Brandon Timmons, wasn't it? Yes, Brendan Timmons, one of the upbacks, who's a blocker in that formation.
Yeah.
He gains about a yard, and a little trickery by Tyler Cade, and I think the Dogger's going to.
Hey, you're looking at fourth and three now from the 45, and it looks like they're going to punt the ball. They will. And a high kick, not very far for Blake Timmons, and it's going to take a Claremore Sequoia bounce to the 24-yard line. So that's where the Eagles will start. Actually, from their own 25, so it'll be first and 10 from Claremore Sequoia's 25-yard line with 10:09 to go in the opening quarter. Actually, it'll be at the 24-yard line.
Well, you can always second-guess the coach, but I just hate to see him get away from a kid that's averaging 8 yards carry on their first third down. You can be tricky later. Get the first down.
Tristan Diaz, the 6'1", 190-pound junior at quarterback. Listen to the shotgun formation. They'll hand it off to Valencio. Valencio breaks the tackle, runs to the right to the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 45, 30, 25, knocked out of bounds at the 23-yard line.
Yeah, Tyler Conley finally got him.
Hunter Brewer actually was the first one to get him on a touchdown-saving tackle. Miguel Fulginio. And now in deep in Doggers territory, first and 10. They'll spot the ball at the 23-yard line.
And a 51-yard run for Fulginio for his first carry. So they're knocking on the doorstep.
And now they can look at a wing T formation this time for the Eagles. Two wide receivers to the right. Play action. Pass is caught by Fulginio. And he'll go nowhere to the left of the 20-yard line. Cole Hawkins there on the tackle. A gain of 3, and it'll make it 2nd and 7.
Just a quick little screen out in the flash to try to get Fulginio one-on-one, and good coverage on the defense on the corner that time by the Doggers. And it looks like they're going to try to exploit the perimeters of that Dewey defense, Adam.
2nd and 7 from the 19-yard line. Diaz in a shotgun formation. Diaz now goes back to pass, and still rolling. Now he's got some running room. He runs to the 15 and knocked out of bounds at the 12. And now a late flag comes in as looks like Drake Scholl was the one that got the late hit there. We'll check about the flag first. Looks like it will be a personal foul against Dewey. Late hit out of bounds.
Well, I don't know how to call that a hit. He kind of shoved him, and the kid didn't even stumble after he put his hands on him. So anyway, that's how they saw it, not how I saw it. That's going to make it half the distance to the goal.
They'll spot the ball at the 6-yard line.
So basically a 6-yard penalty.
So it'll be 1st and goal from the 6. Diaz now goes back to pass. Still going. Now he's being rushed again to the 5. Dives into the goal line. And actually be short of the goal line, down at the 1. Good scramble there by Tristan Diaz. He had rushers coming right up from behind.
Yeah, and you think they're going to get to him, Adam, and they're just about a step behind him. John Langbein was there and just couldn't get a paw on him.
So now you're looking at 2nd and goal from the 1. Clock rolling with 8:40 to go in the first quarter. No score, but the Eagles are threatening to score here from Dewey's 1. Wing T formation, handoff is Valencio, and he's not going anywhere. Gets stuck there at the 1. And guess who? It's Jacob Shambles there to stop.
Yeah, Shambles and Hancock leading that charge. And they're going to give him a loss of 1 on the play, Adam.
So now you're looking at 3rd and goal from the 2.
Big
now, this
play
is a
right
huge
here.
Test here, yes, for Dewey's defense early. You agree with that?
I agree wholeheartedly. I couldn't have said it better. Well, I could have said it better, but not more eloquently anyway.
Huge stop here for Dewey. 3rd and goal from Dewey's 2.
Lots of real estate on that left side, Adam.
Diaz in a shotgun formation. They'll pitch it to their other tailback. He rushes around to the 2, to the 1, and again short of the goal line. No, actually, they're going to give him a touchdown. They gave him the touchdown. And that's Nathan Strixky, who I think just on that second edge there, Tim, he dove in the end zone, crossed the plane, and gives Claremore Sequoia the first points of the night.
Well, it was a good stand while it lasted, but just not quite enough. Gave him up too much on that first run, Adam.
Here's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is good there by
Reese Robinette.
Timeout on the field, 7:44 to go in the first quarter. It is 7-0 Claremore Sequoia. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Six play, 76-yard drive, capped off on a 2-yard touchdown run by Nathan Strinsky. Reese Robinette with the extra point makes it 7-0 Claremore Sequoia. Dewey will have the ball for the second time here in this first period with 7:44 to go.
And Adam, the corners for the Doggers have got to get better than they were on that first drive. The 51-yard run around this end and then a 3-yard scamper into the end zone.
Robinette with the kick, and he's going to kick that one out of bounds.
Flag on the play.
I've seen that many, many times over 4 years at Nowata, and that's really no surprise there. And
as the late, great Yogi Berra used to say, it's like deja vu all over again.
Yeah. You know, Dewey was off to a slow start early in the first quarter last week against Verdigris and only gave up 3 points. Let's see how Dewey responds here tonight. Of course, this is a very very good Claremore Sequoia ball club.
We know they're well coached to start with, and they've got some talented boys as well. One-on-one coverage here with Jonathan Blackman on the left side.
And it takes a snap. Timmons throws a left side pass, and it's incomplete. Broken up there by Johnny Pryor, but a flag's going to come in. Looks like it's going to be a pass interference called on Johnny Pryor.
And you're absolutely right about that, Adam. He couldn't contain him one-on-one as Blackman was starting to get a step on him, and he just reached out and grabbed a hold of his arm.
So pass interference against Claremore Sequoia. It's a 15-yarder, and it's an automatic first down.
And that's Dewey's second first down on the evening. Picked it up by way of penalty. They mark off 15 yards and be right at midfield for first and 10 at that point.
Let's see if Dewey here can respond here after this penalty. Two wide receivers to each side. Again, wind really not a factor here. It's blowing from the south at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. And off to Hunter, breaks the tackle to the 45 and down at the 42-yard line. So a gain of 8 there for Hunter Brewer.
How quick is he, Adam?
Reese Robinette there on the stop. He's very quick.
Gain down to the 43-yard line.
Second down and 3 from Claremore Sequoia's 43-yard line. And off again to Hunter. Now he sweeps to the right, to the 40, to the 35. And ducks his head and dives at the 35 for a Dogger first down.
He goes 9 yards and ducks his head and gets that first down. He's well on his way to another 100-plus yards rushing. Already 36 and 5 carries.
Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Brewer gets a handoff, runs to the middle bullet. He gets tackled immediately at the 32-yard line. About 4 Eagle players there made the stop.
Both defenses early, Adam, having trouble containing the outside corner.
Second down and 8 from the 33. Clock rolling with 6:40 to go in the opening quarter. Claremore Sequoia on top, 7-0. Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Timmons in the shotgun formation. Timmons pass. It overthrows Mackey. That's Braden Mackey, the intended receiver, and now you're looking at 3rd and 8. That was maybe almost pretty close to being a lateral there, but
maybe just a little too much adrenaline on that play. As he overshot it, ball kind of sailed on him. I think if they run a slant or a skinny post to Blackman, they don't have a chance because they're using outside coverage on him. I don't think they can defend a pass over the middle.
Third down and 8 from the 33-yard line. Shotgun formation, Timmons throws to his left as Blackman, it's caught at the 10, 5, and down at the 2-yard line. Blackman was well covered there, but he beats the pressure and he gets the pass caught at the 2. First and goal for the Doggers.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. It's just a matter of time. Jonathan Blackman meets a guy on the long pass.
First and goal from the 2. Hand off to Hunter Brewer. He goes to his right and he crooks in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on a 2-yard run to the right side. And Dewey comes on back in the game. And for Hunter Brewer, that's his 19th rushing touchdown of the year.
Holy cow.
And what a drive, what a response there for the Doggers. And now Dewey will kick the extra point. Snap, hold the kick. It's low enough, long enough, and it's good. Timeout on the field, 6:14 to go. And the first quarter, we're knotted at 7 apiece. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. What a response for Dewey. 7 plays, 65 yards. Thanks to a Hunter Brewer 2-yard touchdown run, and we're knotted at 7. Just like last week when they were down 3-0. Well, tonight they were down 7-0, and they've responded on their next drive, scoring a touchdown. And now here's a high kick. It's not going anywhere. It's a light ball, and I think that Claremore Sequoia has picked it up. They have.
Yeah, freshman Mitch Massey on the front line of that kickoff return unit for Claremore Sequoia. He plays linebacker and quarterback, and he had the presence of mind to look up as it was a high onside kick and was able to haul it down, give him first and 10 at their own 42-yard line.
So first and 10 from Claremore Sequoia's 42-yard line with 6:12 to go here in the first quarter. Let's see what the Eagles can do here after they give up a touchdown. Diaz in a shotgun formation. Now a man in motion. They're going to pitch it off to Johnny Pryor. Runs to his left, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. And knocked out of bounds to the 45.
Yeah, Cole Hawkins misses a tackle that would have stopped it for a little gain or no gain. Just couldn't get there. 11 quick yards by Johnny Pryor. He's fast.
That's in Dogger territory. Makes it first and 10. What were you going to say? I didn't mean to interrupt
you. That's okay. He's just not as fast as Jonathan Blackman, as we found out on the last pass. Our corners have got to get a little wider, and your tendency is to suck your opposite corner in because they run that wing. But you've got to contain.
First and 10 from the Dewey's 47-yard line. Again, that wing T formation for Claremore Sequoia.
Watch the direct snap, guys.
Now we're looking at a Wildcat.
Yeah.
And they're Claremore Sequoia a little bit confused, so they're going to call a timeout. A little bit confusion right there as they were trying to, I guess they were trying to run a Wildcat, and a little confusion for the offense, so the Eagles will call a timeout.
Well, what happens, Adam? The quarterback starts walking towards the sideline. If they catch the defense thinking that he's going to call a timeout, they'll go ahead and run the play. But as Diaz got all the way to the sideline, they realized that Dewey wasn't going to fall for it, so they went ahead and used their first timeout.
Got a score from Commerce tonight. Nowata leading Commerce 6-0 in the first quarter.
Right, good for the Ironmen.
Big thanks to our sponsors here today. ASAP General Stores, Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Luana Duncan, Bartnett IP, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, and by Tulsa Bone and Joint.
And it's a historic night at Wrigley Field, the first televised and first night World Series game in Wrigley history.
First and 10 from the 47, and Pryor has it to the left side. Pryor, gonna be good. Go down for a loss.
Cole Hawkins
there on the stop at Claremore Sequoia's 49-yard line. That's a loss of 4.
That's the play he should have made last time, and this time he was not going to be blocked. Great play there as Johnny Pryor tried to turn it outside on the little wing back reverse. It was a no-go. Great play.
Second down and 14. From the 49-yard line. And they'll set up two wide receivers. Look like the Eagles are kind of confused here a little bit. Play clock down to 5. They set up a wing T again. Diaz now goes back to pass. He'll throw all the way down the middle, has a man open, and overthrows his intended receiver. He actually had another receiver open, but he decides to throw it to the left side. Pass incomplete, 3rd and 14.
And that just looked like 3 seam routes on that, Adam, as he sent two guys in fly formation on the left side and then one over here on the near side to us.
Yeah, the near side to us was the one that was open. Matter of fact, he beat his his defender.
And Diaz seems to be having a really difficult time getting the play from Coach Hagenbusch and back into the huddle. Now he's in the huddle calling the play.
Third and 14 from the 49. A receiver on each end for Claremore Sequoia. Now a man comes in motion from the left.
Early.
Diaz comes back to pass and breaks a tackle and is sacked. Sacked at the 41-yard line. Look like Jacob Shambles, I believe, was the first to get him. They'll get credit for the sack. And now it's fourth and a country mile for the Eagles.
I think Hunter Brewer was the first one to lay the wood to him. My goodness. We needed that just at the right time. A loss of six on that play.
Now you're looking at fourth and 21 from the 42-yard line.
First sack of the evening for that vaunted Dewey defense.
How much is Dewey's defense?
Oh, my.
Get better and better every week. We've been with them for now the last 3 weeks, and it just gets better. Here's a snap. Oh,
horrible.
Bad punt. Oh, just a bad punt. It goes to the side of his foot, and it's down at the 47-yard line in Dewey's territory. That looked like one of my punts that I would make over there.
I'm going to put an asterisk by that because that may be a big play that comes back to haunt him later. That's almost a sequel to an equal to a turnover there. As it
was probably like a five-yard punt.
Oh, yeah. Didn't get back to the yard marker.
First and 10 from Dewey's 46-yard line.
Big opportunity here for the Bulldoggers.
Let's see if the Doggers can respond here. Trips to the right.
Got him.
Timmons goes around the middle and overthrows his intended receiver. That was Brandon Tidwell.
And he was open like Circle K, 24-7. Just overthrew him by a hair. Nothing in the middle of the field is covered on that zone defense right there.
4:16 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 7. Two receivers on each side. Hand off, Hunter Brewer breaks one tackle, goes to the right, to the 45, to the 50, 45, 40. Great, overhauls the tackler and is down to the 35-yard line. What a run there by Hunter Brewer. He leaped over a defender at the 40 and he's knocked down the 35.
And Reese Robinette, again in the backfield, just couldn't quite grasp the jersey. And it turned into a 20-yard run and a first down for the Doggers by Hunter Brewer. He's putting on a show on senior night, Adam.
And that's going to be at Claremore Sequoia's 34-yard line. It'll make it first
flag.
And 10. Now we got a flag on the play just before the snap.
I think they've talked the referee into saying it's illegal to jump a player in high. I've never heard anything like that.
Well, let's see what they're going to call here. Personal foul against Dewey. What do they do? That happened before the snap.
Well, I think somebody in blue with a white cap on the far sideline helped make that call because he had the ear of the referee. I'm sure Coach K is going to like a full explanation and maybe want to call his attorney.
I'd like to have an explanation myself.
Yeah, it's mic him up.
I wished. Well, now you're looking at first and 10. Actually, it can be first and 6 from the 50.
Listen to that crowd, Adam, to get behind this team.
Absolutely. Instead of being first and 10 at the 34, now I'm going to look at first and 6 from the 50. Handoff is to Hunter Brewer, and he gets stopped immediately at the 49-yard line. And a nice tackle there by, I believe it was Reese Robinette.
I think you're right, Adam. He's been in the backfield several times, and he's not been able to make the tackle. They've kind of blocked him, let him go away from the play. That time he clogged it up in the middle.
Second and 6 from the 50. Brewer to the left side, and he's knocking it away this time. He gets down immediately at the 42-yard line. No late flag was called there. The fans wanted a late hit.
They only give him, well, they give him back to the line of scrimmage. They really give him a loss. Nice spot, but horrible call. He was laying on the ground when he got popped. And
third and eight now from the 48-yard line.
Here comes
shotgun
the blitz.
Shotgun formation now. Claremore Sequoia is going to go for the blitz here.
Tidwell's going to be open very quick. There he is.
There's a snap. Timmons, pass, caught at the 35, 30, 25, and gets tackled at the 23-yard line. That is Brandon Tidwell on the reception, and there to make a nice tackle, Nathan Streitsky. So now looking at first and 10 from the 22-yard line of Claremore Sequoia.
What did I just say, Adam? I said Tidwell's going to be open on this play.
Hand off is to Hunter Brewer. Boom, down he got. I know he's still on his feet. Looked like he was going to lose a couple of yards, but he's back to the original yard of scrimmage.
Give him a yard
loss. They're going to give him a yard loss. Makes it second and 11 from the 23. 2:25 to go in the opening quarter. We're tied at 7.
Yeah, they brought that little corner blitz and left Tidwell wide open on that play before that.
Shotgun formation, handoff. Actually, a sweep to the Hunter Brewer to the right side of the 20. Flag on the play. And holding down at the 15 to the 13-yard line. This may come back, though. This might be a hold called against Dewey.
I think it's going to be on Kasten Fry on the outside there. And I tell you what, I don't know if that's Matt Hagebush or an assistant coach, but somebody from Claremore Sequoia has been out on the field the last three plays barking in the ear of the official.
Yeah, it's going to be a hold against Dewey. So it'll be a 10-yard penalty. It still remains second down. And it'll spot it at the 32. So second and 20. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons.
Cole Hawkins into the game replacing Hunter Brewer, Adam, at the tailback position. Gets the play from Timmons.
So here we go, shotgun formation. And it looks like they're going to be a timeout called. I think Dewey's going to call their first time. No, Claremore Sequoia will call their second timeout. 1:55 to go in the opening quarter. It's Claremore Sequoia 7 and Dewey 7. Be sure to turn into our sister station.
Certainly.
our sister station, Sports Talk, 1500 AM KPGM and FM 99.1 FM each Friday night from 5 to 6. Yours truly and Evan Farbach will preview all the area high school football teams for the Green Country Kickoff Show. We'll have interviews and lots of fun and much more. It's the Green Country Kickoff Show every Friday night from 5 to 6 on KPGM, 1500 AM and 99.1 FM.
Do you care to speculate on that personal foul call from earlier?
I still would like to know what that was all about.
I think we've got a score from the Nowata Commerce game, too. 12-7 Ironman at the Commerce tonight, home of Mickey Mantle.
Thanks to Don Osmore for that scores.
He's a man that's in the know.
I know. I'm certainly glad to see Dawn and David Chancellor and friends up here in the press box.
You betcha.
And shotgun formation again for Timmons. Timmons that goes back to Bass. Screen pass caught by Hunter Brewer to the 30, to the right, left side of the 20, and knocked out of bounds at the 19. Boy, Hunter took a hit right there, but he's one tough cookie.
Wow.
And it's still going to be third and long. Actually, they'll spot it at the 20. So it's a 12-yard reception. You're looking at about third and eight. Clock stops with a 1:48 to go in the first quarter.
You got two downs to make 8 yards right here, Adam.
Absolutely. Snap. Timmons throws to the middle, and it passes incomplete. Boy, that was broken up.
And
by
Wesley,
Jake Wilhelm.
Looks like Wesley Hines just accidentally got in the way of that. He never saw the pass.
And now it's, now you're looking at fourth and eight from the 20. Again, good idea, throw the ball to Tidwell to the middle. This time that ball got batted away.
Yeah, Blake's been just a bit high on most of his passes tonight. Maybe a little excited.
Dewey will go for it. Fourth and eight from the 20. Brewer now in motion to the right. Timmons throws down the middle of the end zone, has a man up and caught. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. It's Jonathan Blackman on a 20-yard pass from Blake Timmons, and Dewey takes the lead for the first time. What a throw, but what a catch there by Jonathan Blackman.
Just a little skinny post, one-on-one with the corner, Johnny Pryor. And I said it last drive, I'll say it this time, he cannot cover Jonathan Blackman, and most kids in 3A cannot cover him one-on-one. And Dakota Fox is lined up for the extra point, and we've got to get a tee in here. They've got lots of time, still 18 and counting on the play clock.
Colby Williams is the holder. See what Dakota Fox can do here. Here's a snap to hold. Kick on its way. It's long enough. It's good. Timeout on the field. 1:38 to go in the first quarter. Dewey with the lead over Claremore Sequoia, 14-7. We'll take a 30-second break, and you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country KRIG. After a bad punt by Claremore Sequoia, Dewey responds on 11-play, 54-yard drive. Jonathan Blackman, a 20-yard pass from Blake Timmons. And then for Blackman, I believe that is reception number 8 for touchdowns. It is. And then for Blake Timmons, that is his 14th touchdown pass of the season. Here's a high kick.
Ball.
And the ball comes loose. And I think Dewey's picked it up. They have.
Looks like a rugby scrum.
Yeah, it certainly does. And now a late flag comes in. It was just a high kick. And it's just like you said, there's a whole group of Doggers running around here, maybe trying to get the lone guy and try to score from that way, but let's see about the flag first. After the play was over, personal foul against Dewey. Well, Dewey will have the ball, there's no question about it. But after the play was over, a dead ball personal foul.
Well, and of course, it's always the second guy that gets caught, but there was a lot of pulling and tugging and wailing and gnashing of teeth out there. Adam, that's already the fifth penalty on the Doggers. They've amassed 51 yards in the second personal, third personal foul of the game.
So Dewey will have it first and 10. Instead of being at the 40-yard line in Claremore Sequoia's territory, they're going to have it at their own 43. Handoff, Hunter Brewer, big hole to the 45, down to midfield at the 50. I'll tell you what, Hunter Brewer says, let me take control of this game. I'll run and run like a freight train and see that end zone.
Hit you like a hammer.
Second down and 4 from the 49.
He's a little slobber knocker.
Hand off, Hunter Brewer. And Brewer breaks one tackle, dives to the 50 to the 48.
You keep thinking, they keep running that read option handoff, that Timmons is going to take that thing around the end and everybody's going to be converged on Hunter Brewer and he's going to have yards and yards of daylight.
They'll pot it at midfield, 3rd and 3 from the 50. 30 seconds to go and counting in the first quarter. Handoff, Hunter Brewer runs to the middle, to the 45, to the 40, to the left side of the 30, and knocked out of bounds at the 21-yard line. Boy, Hunter Brewer is putting on a show here today. That stops the clock with 21.2 seconds to go in the opening quarter.
26-yard run. He's got 93 yards.
They'll spot the ball at the 24.
And it hurt Nathan Stritzky to tackle him because Hunter gave him a stiff arm on the way to the ground. And Stritzky's out of the game. He took a lick from Brewer. Brewer's out now. He's taking a minute to catch his breath. And Cole Hawkins in a tailback. Another good drive for the Doggers. 21.2 seconds in the first quarter.
Timmons in a shotgun. Handoff is Hawkins. Runs to the middle to the 20. And he's tripped up at the 18-yard line. A good tackle there by Reese Robinette. Looks like that may be the final play here in the first quarter.
I think you're going to hear this Dewey crowd explode here if they don't run another play.
3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. They get it off. Handoff is to Hawkins to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, down to the 7-yard line. And what a first quarter by Dewey. Listen to this crowd. Unbelievable. Mercy. We are through one. And your score, Dewey 14, Claremore Sequoia 7. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Will have it first and goal from their own 7-yard line. Actually, from Claremore Sequoia's 7-yard line.
Something exciting going on in the World Series tonight, too. No score in Wrigley. Bottom of the second.
Handoff is to Brewer. Runs to the right, and it gets hit immediately at the 8-yard line. Boy, he took a licking right there by Johnny Pryor.
Loss of maybe a half a yard.
It's right now Notwater leading Commerce 18-7. Second and goal now from the 7.
And they take out the jumbo package, Adam, and bring in the wide receivers and single back in the backfield.
Shotgun formation for Timmons. Hand off, Hunter Brewer runs to the middle, to the 5, and dives in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer with his second rushing touchdown of the night, this time 7 yards right down the middle, and Dewey increases their lead.
99 yards rushing so far in the game. We're just barely in the second quarter. Dakota Fox, who has been 2 for 2 in the extra points, will line it up.
Here's Fox. Dakota Fox. Snap. Oh, kick on his way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 11:23 to go in the halftime. It's Dewey 21 and Claremore Sequoia 7. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
Well, a nice drive for Dewey after the onside kick that worked. That was 3, 4, 5, 7 plays and 57 yards.
Cole Brown will tee it up. And, of course, now Claremore Sequoia has everybody within the 30-yard line of their own 30-yard line expecting this kick. Only deep man is Daniel Cowan.
Here's a kick by Brown. It's a high kick. And it puts a stop at the bounce of the 26. And the receiver, it gets spun around the 25. And we got nobody down, but so Claremore Sequoia will have it at their own 25-yard line.
That was a strange whistle. I was looking for a stoppage of play there.
Uh-huh. Actually, it'd be at the 26-yard line officially for Claremore Sequoia.
Well, outside of that 51-yard run by Fulgencio in the first quarter, in the first drive, it's really been a little of nothing for Claremore Sequoia.
Diaz in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers, now a man in motion. And off his tail back to the 30. Leaps over a Dogger player and gets down at the 32-yard line. That's Miguel Fulgino.
He kind of leapt over someone there, didn't he?
So second and three now from the 33-yard line. Clock at 10:50 to go to halftime. Dewey on a 14-point lead, 21-7. And a wing T formation now for the Eagles. Shotgun formation. Menegino now with the handoff. Runs to the right to the 35, to the 40, to the 45. Knocked out of bounds to the 46. Miguel Fulgencio.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, it's gain of 12, and it's going to be first and 10 at the 45. Kind of a hard name to pronounce. That's okay.
Like me trying to read an Italian menu.
Yeah.
Just inside their own 45-yard line.
Diaz in a shotgun formation. A receiver on each end. Now a man in motion. That's Nathan Stretzky. And now I timeout and Dewey this time. So the Dongers will call their first timeout with 10:38 to go until halftime. It's 21-7 favor of Dewey.
Has this been everything you expected it would be?
I think so. Whew. I really do. This has been a darn good football game here. We kind of expected that here tonight.
I tell you what, Hunter Brewer's throwing guys around out there like dirty wash rags on laundry day.
Big thanks to our sponsors, Tulsa Bone and Joint, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, Our Best Bank, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Bartnett IP, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, Luana Duncan, Hughes Lumber Company, and ASAP General Store. Next week we will be in Nowata for week 10 of high school football as the Nowata Ironmen will take on Oklahoma Union Cougars, which have playoff implications on the line at that game next week.
The Battle of Nowata County.
Home of Tim Howe, or originally.
Originally, yes.
Yeah, first and 10 from the 45. And a reverse now to Stritsky, and he runs to the right, and he's knocked out of bounds to the 48-yard line. So you're looking about second down. Seven on the play.
Stritsky's, that's only his second carry. His first carry was a 3-yard touchdown, the only score on the board for the Eagles. You know, we've seen Hagebush for 3 years, and we know how they like to run the wing back reverses, pitch the ball to the corners, and when you least expect it, a little play-action pass.
So second and seven now from the 48-yard line. Shotgun formation for Tristan Diaz. Now a man in motion, and it's going to be a keeper. No, it's going to be flipped. To Stritsky, runs to the left to the 50, the Dogger's territory to the 45, to the 40. Still on his feet to the 35, to the 30, and down at the 27-yard line. What a run there by Nathan Stritsky.
He just kept bouncing off and dodging people and picking up yardage. 28-yard gain and a first down deep into Dogger territory for the Eagles.
So the first and 10. 28-yard line in Dewey's territory. Sorry about that cough, fans.
Yeah, well, you gotta hear it live, folks.
Yeah, I know.
Or in person, I should say.
Thanks, Doc. It's first and 10 from the 23, not the 28. Shotgun formation for Tristan Diaz. Now a man in motion. Diaz now goes back to pass. He's going to be sacked at the 35-yard line. Guess who? Hunter Brewer. Oh, what a 1-on-1 sack there by Hunter.
10-yard loss. Second sack of the night for the Doggers.
Put the ball to the 34-yard line, a loss of 6.
And Hunter Brewer kind of comes up and gives it the Cam Newton Superman rip on the jersey there after the sack.
Excuse me, a loss of 13. Second and 21. From the 34-yard line. Seven another of these sacks. Diaz in a shotgun formation. Diaz hands it off to Pulgencio, and he'll run to the middle to the 30, breaks one tackle down at the 25 to the 23-yard line.
Picks up about 10 yards, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, And they're going to look at third and 10 for the Eagles.
8:10 to go to halftime.
A big play right here. They need to turn them back. They've got really two downs to make right at 10 yards. Fulgencio, a very elusive runner. He's about 6'2", 195, so he's kind of a tall runner too, but gangly and hard to grasp.
Receiver on each end on third and 10 from the 23. Fulgencio, the lone setback. Prior
there you
end,
go.
And now we're going to have flags all over the play, so it looks like we're going to have false start against the Eagles.
Yeah, somebody wearing number 62 in white and blue moved early.
So, legal procedure against Claremore Sequoia be a 5-yard penalty.
Second penalty of the night against the Eagles.
So it'll be third and 15 now from the 28. That does stop the clock with 7:37 to go to halftime. Dewey on top 21-7.
Third down, 15 yards to go.
Again, what a ball game here tonight. Second place really on the line. Really for both teams.
And the question of the moment, can this Dogger defense come up with another big stop
against
this Eagle
question.
Eagle offense?
Absolutely. Receiver on each end, third and 15 from the 28. There's a man in motion. Diaz now, shotgun, he goes back to pass and being in trouble. Breaks one tackle, runs to the left, to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, knocked out of bounds to the 13-yard line.
He got the needed yardage.
And I think he got the first down.
He got 16. He needed 15.
Boy, a couple of Dogger players had him and just beats him.
Yeah, Hunter Brewer shot past him on the rush there from his linebacker spot. Just couldn't corral him. And a new set of downs.
So first and 10 from the 12. It's a 16-yard gain, what Tim said. Remember, the Doggers have not beaten Claremore Sequoia since 1999. First and 10 from Dewey's 12. Shotgun formation. Handoff is Fulgencio. Runs to the right to the 10-5. He works in the end zone. Touchdown, Claremore Sequoia. Manguel Fulgencio with a 12-yard run right down the middle. And they've cut this lead within 8.
And a very patient run. He just waited for his two linemen to get out ahead of him. As soon as they made a block to the outside, he cut it back against the grain. And he was able to put it in for 6. Left-footed Reese Robinette on for the important extra point here.
There's a snap, the hold, kick on its way, and it's good. Timeout on the field, 7:20 to go to halftime. It's Dewey 21, Claremore Sequoia 14. Back at 30 seconds, you're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
I want it all. I want it all.
That's 9 plays, 74 yards for Claremore Sequoia. Manuel Fulgencio on a 12-yard run. Matter of fact, that is his, just looking at his stats here very quickly, that's his 11th rushing touchdown of the season, and Robinette with the kick.
And, of course, we didn't expect the Eagles to go quietly into the night either.
No.
Hawkins and Phelps back deep.
Here's a kick. It's a high kick. And it's going to be fair caught at the 33.
And maybe Jonathan Blackman's been instructed to do just that. But, boy, I tell you what, he had about a 6-yard head start before anybody got there. He might have made some yards. He's fast.
So first and 10 now from Dewey's 30. I think they're spot that right at the 34.
First down,
Dewey. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. 3 wide receivers, low snap, and off to Hunter Brewer, spins around to the 35. That's where he'll be caught there.
And unofficially, I have Brewer 17 carries and 101 yards on the game so far, Adam.
That's pretty good against this good Claremore Sequoia defense.
Yeah, Hunter Brewer is good.
He is good. He is very good. Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Second and eight now from the 30, I call it the 36-yard line. Timmons looking to throw and spin around, runs to the 40, 45, 50, and knocked that amount to the 48-yard line. Enough for a Dogger first down.
And Blackman just wiped out the cornerback on a block to spring Timmons. Just leveled him, and he's still laying on the Eagles sideline.
Wow.
Legal, but lethal.
That's amazing.
18-yard scamper and a first down.
Well, there is a player down for Claremore Sequoia. After taking that hit there by Jonathan Blackman. Looked like he got the wind knocked out of him, looked like.
Yeah, the Sequoia coaches are screaming bloody murder for a flag, but it was a legal hit. And, you know, Blackman was just stronger than taller than the kid, and he slung him to the ground. And kid had no way to stop himself before he hit.
You know, Jonathan Blackman from a year ago to this year has gotten to be more physical.
Well, and that might have been the only knock on him coming into his senior year, is he just didn't like the contact. But, brother, you wouldn't have known about that wedgie he just gave that defensive back.
But the player that got hurt is on his feet, and that's a good sign right there. First and 10 at Claremore Sequoia's 46-yard line. This crowd has been on fire, so is Dewey.
Mercy, listen to that crowd, Adam.
Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. And it's going to be Hunter Brewer spinning around to the 45, down at the 42. So a gain of four on the play will make it second and six. No huddle again for Dewey. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Low snap, hands it off to Brewer. To the middle, to the 40.
He's 35, gone.
30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Dives in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on a 42-yard run right down the middle. And Dewey responds. What a run by Hunter Brewer. Wow. Incredible.
A senior night he'll surely never forget. As you called it, right up the gut at him, and nobody touched him. He outran two safeties that appeared to have the angle on him early, but we know that Hunter Brewer has that passing gear, and he kicked it in Dakota Fox in to kick the extra point.
Third rushing touchdown of the night for Hunter Brewer. Here's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and he pushed it to the left, no good. So timeout on the field, 6:10 to go to halftime. It's Dewey 27, Claremore Sequoia 14. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Dogger's Football here on Real Country K-Rig. The Harlem Shake. What a nice drive for Dewey. Four plays, 66 yards. Hunter Brewer, 42-yard run. His third rushing touchdown of the night. The kick was no good, and it's 27-14 Dewey.
How about 19 carries and 147 yards for the senior, Adam?
Wow. I'll say it again, incredible.
I thought you were going to say wow again.
Wow. I'll say it again.
Putting on a show for the home crowd.
Here's Cole Brown's kick, line drive kick, and it's going to be recovered at the 20 to the 25 and spins around the 28-yard line. Jacob Shambles' helmet came off, and he'll have to come out for one play.
And that's to Dewey's disadvantage because he's one of our magnificent seven on that front,
yeah.
The front two walls there for the defense.
6:03 to go to halftime, 27-14 favor of Dewey. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our first half stats and then have our weekly feature, the college sports report that's coming up here at the half. Diaz in a shotgun formation. And Fancicio, actually Diaz is going to keep it, runs to the left of the 35. And the ball came loose, but it was play was bad.
And Diaz comes up limping, as does Mason Hassel of the Eagles. So both a little gimpy. 8-yard run by Diaz, make it second and two.
So they'll spot it at the 37. It'll be second and two.
Take it down along the two.
In fact, Mason Hassel, the sophomore wide receiver, left the game, still limping. We'll see if it affects Diaz, as he was gimpy after he got tackled. Ball came out with the referee already spotted it down. Shambles back in the game for Dewey.
Now they're looking at a kind of a wing T. Now they're going to switch from the wing T and play three wide receivers all to the right side. And now flags all over the place.
Yeah, I don't think you can send three guys in motion after you've said.
Yeah, I think it's a legal motion. No, I think they're going to call timeout. They're going to wave the flag and call Clemmer Sequoia with a timeout. And that's their final timeout of the half. So you probably saw another confusion for Clearmore Sequoia. Instead of getting a 5-yard penalty, they grant them the timeout.
And you know, we've seen a little confusion about a half a dozen times in this first half. And you think 9-8 games into the season, you're not going to see that. Ninth game into the season for the Eagles. Got to have that ironed out.
You have to. It's already the ninth week of football, and playoffs will begin in a couple of weeks. Question is where you and I are going.
What's that?
The big question is where you and I are going in 2 weeks.
Well, we'll be in a press box somewhere.
Somewhere near you.
Big play here, second and two.
And now they'll go trips to the right. They're going to hand it off to Fulgino. And breaks the tackle to the 45, dives to the 46, to the 47, and it gives the Eagles a first down.
He's tall enough. He can lean forward and get about 2.5 yards.
He doesn't look like a guy. Actually, he doesn't look like a guy that has rushed 393 yards coming here today.
No, he's a very physical and elusive runner, and he's got 99 yards on just 6 carries. Of course, the very first carry was for 51 yards. That helps the average pretty well.
First and 10 from the 47. Receiver on each side. Fulgino there with a handoff and breaks one tackle. Can't get away from another down at the 45. And you know who got him first? It was Brandon Phelps.
Yeah, you couldn't quite elude the grasp of Brandon, and a negative one rush there. Makes it up second and 11.
Second and 11 now from the 46. Clock running with 4:20 to go to halftime.
And I think
and Dewey on top, 27-14.
Sorry, Adam. I think that's the first time we've called Brandon's name on defense tonight.
Yeah.
Need to hear a little more of him.
Two wide receivers to the right. Shotgun, Diaz, pump fakes, throws to the middle, has a man open, overthrows him. Incomplete.
Hunter chasing the tight end, number 10. He was just wide open, and somebody forgot to pick him up.
Haisley, he's a starting tight end, and he was wide open.
Thankfully, like Mahomes did in the Texas Tech game, he overthrew his receiver, and it's now third and long. And
don't get me started on last week's game.
Yeah,
that
oh my gosh.
It's like watching the Nintendo.
I woke up Sunday, and I said, honey, my knees and rear end sore, the sore muscles, and we've been trying to make tackles for four quarters.
It's like 4.5 hours watching Nintendo, Timbo Bowl. Third and 11 from the 46-yard line. Shotgun formation.
Here comes
Diaz.
Blitz.
Diaz now going to pass. He'll throw to his left, and the pass is incomplete. Kobe Williams was the one that batted the ball away from Johnny Pryor. And nice job there by Kobe Williams, who had two interceptions last week, and now we got a late flag that got thrown.
What? I tell you what, a great defensive play there by
Kobe Williams.
Yeah, he just tipped it away at the last minute. What is this mess we got going here?
Well, there was a late flag thrown at the 48-yard line over by where Tyler Cade's standing, the head coach for Dewey. This is well after the play was over.
It's something nice. You know, these guys are competing their tails off. It. Johnny Pryor comes back from running down the field full blast and walks past Hunter Brewer. Hunter Brewer pats him on the rear and says, good job. I mean, that's what you like to see. These are just high school kids, and you like to see them have good sportsmanship and tell each other a good game. This will be interesting. 12 men on the field.
Well, it's a penalty against Dewey. I've not seen that signal before.
It's a 15-yarder.
It's a 15-yarder.
15-yard penalty.
And that's going to be a first down for Claremore Sequoia.
First down from the Dewey 39 on the penalty.
Wow.
That's a backbreaker, and that's a 6th penalty, 66 yards, and I'm going to put a question mark. I have no idea what that signal was.
I'm with you, buddy. I have to look it up in the dictionary.
I don't know what letter to start under.
I don't know.
Well, Kobe Williams has provided excellent one-on-one coverage on Johnny Pryor. He's got him again over here.
First and 10 from Dewey 39. Handoff is to Fulgencio. He breaks one tackle to the 40. Still on his feet. Now he's down to the 35.
And Brandon Phelps again.
Brandon Phelps along with Kobe Williams in the way. Cole Brown again on the area. They'll spot it at the 34. So it'll make it second and 5 from the 34.
Fulgencio has gone over 100 yard mark. He's got 8 carries and 103 yards.
So it's second and 5 now from the 34 yard line. Shotgun formation. Fulgencio in the motion. They'll give it up to him on a sweep to the 35, to the 30. Breaks one tackle to the 28, to the 27. And that should be enough for an Eagle first down.
And it is. Keep in mind, the Eagles can only stop the clock by making first downs because they've used all their timeouts, and that clock will start 3:06 after they place it. Brewer's slow to get up for the Doggers, Adam.
I'll have to keep an eye on that. He'll have to come out.
Yeah, he's down.
Yeah, he's down. Now he can't get up at the 23, and Hunter's going to have some assistance.
That's not good for the Dogger fans.
Like he was holding something around.
Well, I hate to speculate, but he got halfway across the field. He's going to take himself out, and just in halfway between the hash marks, middle of the field, he just decided to go down, and he's on his back right now as trainers attend to him.
I think he was holding his left hand kind of awkwardly just a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, apparently he doesn't need oxygen. Nobody seems in too big of a hurry to do anything.
No. Well, they're still attending Hunter Brewer, and yeah, now he's up on his feet.
Let's give Hunter Brewer a hand.
Looked like his right arm kind of awkwardly there a little bit. Hope he'll be all right. He's up on his own power. He says, I'll just take a drink right now.
Got the Gatorade gun. Yeah, you're right.
What a great kid. I was down the field before the broadcast and just wished him best of luck, and him and several other the Dewey players.
Well, he's just a great competitor, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think he sat down and played you a game of tiddlywinks and tried to beat you.
Yeah, he probably would. First and 10 from the 27-yard line.
Yeah, 3:05 to go and no timeouts for the Eagles here.
Eagles have a receiver on each side. Man in motion. Play action. Diaz now rolls to his right. Throws. Pass incomplete. Nathan Stritzky there with the intended receiver.
Brandon Phelps supplied the pressure, and he just kind of sidearmed it to get rid of it. Diaz is only 1 of 5 passing. He completed his first pass in the game for 3 yards to Fulgencio on a little screen, and nothing since then. But he's dangerous with the wheels. He's got to take away a couple of sacks. He's got about 36 yards, 20 net because of the 2 sacks. But he does have good wheels. And a second and 10, 2:51.
I have an explanation about that last penalty on Dewey here in just a moment.
Thank you.
Got a text from good old Clint Howland, who's here tonight. Handoff is to Placencio.
Halfback pass.
It's a halfback pass and a 10-5 touchdown, Claremore Sequoia. That is Hunter Chasson. And that is a 27-yard pass.
And I just berated.
That was a halfback pass, you said, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
From Fulgencio.
They just kind of berated the quarterback's passing, so they decided to give it to the halfback.
Here's a snap to hold the kick on its way, and it's good. Bumps, we got a ball game here as Claremore Sequoia has cut this lead to 6. Timeout on the field. 2:44 to go to half. And your score, Dewey 27 and Claremore Sequoia 21. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Get an explanation from that penalty that we had, and thanks to Clint Hallett, who's here at the ball game here tonight. That penalty on that 15-yarder for Dewey was, I'll just read it again, illegal participation. So 12 men on the field, basically what that means.
I didn't know that was a 15-yard variety.
I didn't know that either.
I thought it was a 5-yard, but, you know, Clint will find out for us. He's the man.
Yeah, he is. Here's a kick. It's a high kick, and that's going to be kicked out of bounds. So Dewey will have pretty good field position from their own 35-yard line.
2:44 to go and two timeouts, so the Doggers got plenty of time. They've got
to
go.
That last drive for Claremore Sequoia was 9 plays, 71 yards on a Hunter Chastain 27-yard pass from Miguel Fulgencio on a halfback pass. And then we have flags, actually,
yeah,
whistles
John,
blown.
JB over there on the flinched.
And we've got a legal procedure now against, or false start against Dewey, 5-yarder.
And the worst thing about that penalty, Adam, is that it sustained the drive that was basically dead.
Snap, handoff, Hunter Brewer, who's back. And he'll dive to the 35 to the 36-yard line. So glad to see Hunter Brewer back. Now you're looking at 2nd and 10. Actually, 2nd and 9, a gain of 6 from the 36.
Can't keep a good man down for very long.
No, not at all. Not with a huge game like this.
Hunter's one of those kids, you have to carry him off on a stretcher to get him out.
Yeah. Trips to the right, a receiver to the left. 2:10 to go to halftime.
Oh, my.
On the bad snap, and Blake Timmons is going to run to the 35, to the 40, down the 41-yard line, so he gets something out of nothing.
Uh-oh.
And now a late flag comes in. And Tyler Cade is livid on that sideline.
One would think it may be a late hit the way it came after the play looked dead. To recap the play, Blake Timmons wasn't ready for the snap, and it went right past him. And he picked it up. And there's the late hit signal.
So personal foul against Claremore Sequoia. They'll tack on 15 yards and a first down. Halftime at North Enid tonight. Chisholm leading Pawhuska 36-3. Chisholm's pretty good in 2A District 1. Matter of fact, they're in the lead in that district.
Yeah, they're always one of the top 4 or 5 teams in that class.
Yeah.
The Longhorns.
Chisholm's ranked in the top 5 someplace in whatever poll you follow. 1st and 10 from the 48-yard line in Claremore Sequoia's territory. Hand off to Brewer. He dives to the 45 to the 41-yard line. Gain of 2 makes it 2nd and 8 from the 41. Matter of fact, Nowata was leading Commerce 24-7 late in the second quarter. Hand off to Brewer, and he'll cross to the 40 to the 38.
Yeah, Brewer's got 158 yards. He's well on pace for a 300-yard night tonight, Adam. We thought we were going to see that in Pawhuska in the rain-shortened game.
1:15 to go to halftime. Third and 8. Actually, it should be third and 6 from the 38. Now they show trips to the right. One receiver to the left. Brewer in the lone setback. Brewer has it. Now he throws it back to Timmons to the 40. 35, 30, 25. And he's down immediately at the 25-yard line. Well, a halfback pass that time. Says Carmore Sequoia did it once. Well, Dewey can do it this time.
Little
first
razzle with a dazzle.
Dewey at the 25.
First and 10, and that's the 11th first down in this
half. Handoff is to Hunter Brewer. Dances around to the 25. Breaks one tackle to the 20. Now flag on the play. And looked like that was a late hit out of bounds there. Claremore Sequoia player down on the sidelines. Looks like they're okay. But let's check about this flag first.
I think Hunter took out one of the chain gang members over there.
Got a hold against Dewey.
Dadgummit.
Now that lead has increased to no one at 32-7 over Commerce. I believe that's still in the second quarter. Wow, that's huge for Nowata. They'll spot the ball at the 32-yard line. So it'll be first and
16.
First and 16 now. Timeout called by Dewey. .48 seconds to go to halftime. 27-21, Dewey on top. You'd like to have Dewey score here before halftime to get back to that 12 or 13-yard possession.
Well, the good thing is that hold took place 4 yards down the field, so Hunter will get credit for a 4-yard carry, and they'll bring it back the 10 yards for the first and 16.
Halftime at Bartlesville. It's Sand Springs leading Bartlesville 25-21.
Oh, a good game.
That's a good game. If you've not listened to our Green Country Kickoff show, Evan and I talked about Sand Springs and how they like to, they're just a little old-fashioned type football. They just grind it up there and run it to your guts.
Hey, I want to say congratulations to your alma mater, OC St. Mary's. The Rockets having a banner year. I believe they're 5-2.
They're 5-2. They're going to make the playoffs for the first time since 1986. If they win tonight, that'll be the most wins they've gotten since 1984.
You were just a kid, huh?
I was a kid back then. I was only in eighth grade. I didn't even go to St. Mary's.
Oh, my.
At eighth grade. It only goes 9 through 12.
Well, you posted a great story on your Facebook. Thanks for sharing that. Big play right here.
First and 17 from the 32. Timmons looking to throw. And can't break on tackling. Sacked at the 44.
Well,
that's going to be Hunter Chasson there on the sack.
That's something that Blake has got to learn. Just throw that thing as far as you can and get it out of bounds and live to fight another day. Now you're in trouble.
Now you're looking at second down and Pawhuska.
Yeah, well,
second and 33.
Maybe second and one or Delaware because you're going the other direction.
Now 10 seconds to go. Better hurry up.
I don't think they're going to run a play.
No, I don't think they are.
The worst thing you can do is
Now they're going to call timeout. Dewey's going to call their final timeout. It's second down and 33. And from Claremore Sequoia's 48.
Well, that was
you're right. I think Blake Timmons is going to have to learn just, hey, if you're being chased, throw the ball away.
Yeah, you're outside the pocket. Don't take a huge loss. But it's second and 33.
Second and 33.
Jiminy.
Like I said, second down in Pawhuska. Or second down in Osage Hills State Park, or whatever you want to call it that. What a ball game here in the first half. Dewey led, actually, Claremore Sequoia jumped up early 7-0, and then Dewey woke up, took a 21-7 lead, and then Claremore Sequoia comes on back.
Yeah, this would be a little bit like that OU and Texas Tech game. It'll come down to the wire.
Well, here we go with 3.6 seconds to go to halftime. Brewer, actually, Timmons has it. Timmons throws to his right. It's way underthrown. Pass is caught. I believe that's Kasten Fry who caught that, but it's going to be a little bit too late as Dewey will go to the locker room with a 6-point lead in the locker room of a score of 27-21.
That's the end of the first half.
So Dewey leads Clearmore Sequoia 27-21 at halftime. We'll begin our halftime show in 2 minutes. You're listening to Dogger's Football here on Real Country K-Rig.